And now for our bonus round. It's the most stressful season of all. Name it, Dave, for 300 points.
What is winter?
Oh, come on.
Correct answer. What is tax season? Sorry, Dave. Whoa, who are you?
I'm April from TaxAct, where we help you file for less and get more.
More for less?
Yep, so you can turn tax season into maximum refund season.
Well, there it is, folks. Tax season's the winner after all.
Switch to TaxAct today and start for free.
See TaxAct.com for details.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Castor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed this is the voice of the Christian resistance. On this kind of a sad day, it's a sad day, but this is the last day we're going to be on Denver, Portland. Let me just say that was KRKS in Denver, KPTQ in Portland, KDIS in Little Rock, WWD in Atlanta, and WTLN in Orlando, and WTBN in Tampa. And before I go into the speaking of Tampa, I got a nice letter. First of all, I want to thank all of you folks for the great letters. We're going to miss you too. But we've gotten so many letters, and I want you to know all those prayer requests you've sent. We're going to get on top of those tomorrow morning as we meet, and for hours we'll be praying for you. But I got a nice letter here, but before I go there, tonight on the board we have none other than Kyle.
Hey, Pastor.
Hey Kyle. And he's at the helm. And then tonight we have, it's Wendy Wednesday. We have Miss Wendy Wilson.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
Good evening, young lady. I wanted to very quickly just read you one of an email we got here from WTBN there in Tampa, Florida, the radio station. And they said, good morning, Pastor Sanders and What's Right, What's Left ministry team. Thank you for your years of faithfulness in reaching out to our listeners throughout West Central Florida. You have impacted countless hearts for Christ with your direct and true gospel and conservative message. I know that statistically people don't reach out to share their appreciation with others, including on-air ministries, in the proportion that reflect the actual effect the ministries have on those listeners. So I am forwarding a voicemail from just one of your listeners who I know represents thousands in our audience who want to share their stories with you. As Angela mentions in her message to Joe, our program director, you may have even saved her life when she states, had I not listened to What's Right, What's Left, I honestly don't know what I'd do or where I'd be. And her appreciation and desire for What's Right, What's Left to continue its broadcast over the Faith Talk Tampa. She indicated she'd send whatever financial contribution she could. Well, I want to thank you. Goes on, if there is any way that you could consider continuing to air What's Right, What's Left on our three Faith Talk stations that cover 22 counties in West Central Florida, please let me know how I can help. Let me, and that's Barb Yoder. Thank you so much, Barb. Folks, we have a goal to try to be back on that station. In fact, on all six of those stations by May 1st. And I know this is the last night that many of you be listening to us. But there's other ways you can listen to us. One, you can go to thewordcleveland.com. Two, you can go to you can get an app and put it on. If you have a smartphone, you can get an app and just put on WHKW 1220, and you can get an app and you can listen to us live without all those commercials. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Odyssey. Now, it's Odyssey, not Odyssey. It's Odyssey, A-U, okay, D-A-C-Y, Odyssey Radio. And very, very important, too, you can get our newsletter. You can go to our website, wrwl.org, or you can just call. You can call this phone number to get our newsletter, and that's 440-338-1367, 440-338-1367, and just leave your name and address and zip code very clearly, and we'll get you the newsletter. It's free. Now, with that newsletter, there's a return envelope. It's a self back to us. It makes it easy for you. All you have to do is put a donation in and send it back to us. One other quick announcement for those of you who were temporarily out of the Marx and Satan books, but we will, as soon as we get those in, we'll get them right out to. We've filled just about every order, but there's just about a half a dozen or so left that we need to fill. And so I thank you, and again, I wanted to say for all of you folks, this is the last night. It's been real. I thank you. I appreciate you. And, well, hopefully I'll see you in May. Alrighty. All right, so we're back. We have Wendy Wilson with us.
Yes, Pastor.
You know, Wendy, it was another kind of a sad day last Sunday. Last Sunday was 50-year anniversary of Roe v. Wade. 50 years ago, last Sunday. And this radio ministry has been on the air for 50 years, too, this year. And I was in that fight against the evil, wicked America's national sin of killing their babies. And here, I preached it on that message because 50 years ago, some very wicked, evil, ungodly men decided that they would take what God has made all unlawful, that's transgression, okay, of God's dominion, and they would make it legal by license. These were very wicked people, extremely wicked people. And that was that court of 73. And unless I miss my guess, those men are all burning in hell today. And so we're going to pick it up where we left off. And the message, because I preached a message on the pro-life message. And so we're going to pick it up tonight in Leviticus chapter 20. And just jump in, Wendy. Just jump in whenever you have a question or a comment.
I will.
Okay, so, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying again, thou shalt say to the children of Israel, whosoever he be of the children of Israel, or of the strangers who sojourn in land in Israel, that giveth any of his seed unto Moloch, he shall surely be put to death. And the people of the land shall stone him with stones. And I will set my face against that man, and I will cut him off from among his people, because he hath given of his seed to Moloch, to defile my sanctuary, and to profane my holy name. That's exactly yes, ma'am.
Does it say when he says, I will cut him off? What does that mean? Does that mean
That means death? He's dead. That means he's dead. When you get cut off, that means you're cut out for life. You're dead. Yeah.
Okay.
And so, see, I wanted to say this, too. See, there's a mindset out there that amongst people, now they don't verbalize this, so they don't just come out and say it, but they do by their actions, and their actions say, well, God has to get with the times. No, God doesn't have to get with the times. See, the idea is this. God has expectations of us. We have obligations to him. He's calling the shots, but these people out there today, and so many of them, even in the church, I covered some of this yesterday too. Where they were talking about asking why so many churches after the COVID, after they shut down, they ended up people weren't coming back to the churches, and they were closing. Do you know the answer to that, Wendy?
No.
Well, the answer is very, very clearly because And Job, it tells you to make sure that your feet find the path to the house of the Lord, okay?
Right.
And that's not a suggestion. And then in Hebrews, it says not to forsake the assembly. In Hebrews chapter 10, be sure not to forsake the assembling of yourself together in the house of God. Now, again, these weren't suggestions, okay? Like when God said that. Now, here's what happened. Man said, the state says, you're not going to church. We can have abortion chambers open still. You can have whiskey stores open and pot, but you're not going to church. And what happened is, these people without, and the pastors, it's right there in the pulpit, the pastors did not have the courage. They did not have the courage. They did not have the courage to say, I will obey God rather than man. No, they bowed down in fear of Caesar. And so that's why what happened is when they did that, when they obeyed man and not God, God just looked at those churches, he looked at that and said, no, those aren't churches that I don't need them. They're lukewarm, right? And so this is why we urge people, folks, don't close your doors. If you're in a church, don't do that. Don't close your doors. Obey God. Don't obey this is an evil. We have a wicked and evil and ungodly government. And you've got these prissy preachers in this talking about Romans 13 says, these guys are simply cowards. They simply don't have the courage. They simply don't have the courage to do what's right. For 25 years, Wendy, you know this. For 25 years, I challenged any three neo-evangelical preachers to debate me on Romans 13. In 25 years, I never got one. Do you know why, Wendy? Because Romans 13 means exactly what it says. And when you open the Bible and you get down to it, and I'm talking about the Bible. I'm not talking about these New Age perversions that change, that twist and spin, take away and add to for the Word of God to get their point across, to change the agenda. But going back to where I left off here, he said, and I will set my face against that man and will cut him off from among his people because he have given his seed unto Moloch to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. And if the people of the land do in any ways hide their eyes from the man, when he giveth of his seed unto Moloch, and kill him not, then I will set my face against that man and against his family, and will cut him off, and all that go to whoring after him, to commit whoredom with Moloch from among their people. Now, here, Wendy, God has not changed. God's immutable. He's the same today, tomorrow. And so people are saying, well, Pastor, are you telling me I should pick up my guns and go out and shoot those? No, you see, even in that day, when he was talking about this in Leviticus, they had a government set up, okay? And it was the government there, the priests and that, who were to enforce this law. And then later, they had the government would change. But and so today, we're supposed to have a government. A government is supposed to do that, but our government has become corrupt. It is illegitimate. Our government, God's word right here says what we have right there in Washington, D.C., and most throughout the country are illegitimate. They're not legitimate governments. And we are not required in any way, shape, or form to accept that or to recognize their legitimacy because they have no legitimacy. Now, if about every preacher I know, if I mention that to him privately, he'll agree with me. He'll say, you're absolutely right, I agree. But they don't have the courage. If they get on the radio, just like I'm on right now, and somebody will call in and ask that question, because I know it's happened before, they won't say that. They won't say it because they simply don't have the courage. That's been the problem that we've had. It's right in the pulpit. It's been such a total lack of courage, where our Lord has been dishonored. And, you know, remember that man Charles Finney, Wendy?
Yeah, the pulpit that's at fault. It's the Pope, the pulpit to blame, I know.
That's right, Charles Finney. In 1873, he preached a message, and it was called the Decay of Conscience. And in that he said this, if there is a decay of conscience in the pulpit, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discernment, boy, does ours Oh, my gosh, do they lack moral discernment. The pulpit is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, there you go. The pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in Christianity, and it has, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in the halls of legislation, boy does he, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundation of our government are ready to fall away, the pulpit is responsible for it. And this is what I've been preaching for 50 years, Wendy, for 50 years. And we're not, you know, we don't compromise here. We don't do that. We have no quit in us, and we have no compromise in us. And so we're not going to go the way that so many have out there. And it just, well, it kind of breaks your heart in a way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But anyhow, let me get back to this message here. So he says, "Then will I set my face against that man and against his family, and I will cut him off, and all that go a-whoring after him to commit whoredom with Moloch from among the people." When the Ammonites in those days believed that they were especially, and this happened in Israel, and this when the children of Israel started going in that direction, this is when God brought the very worst judgment, the harshest judgment, and of any other sin in the Bible, he brought upon the people for killing their children. And here, when the Ammonites believed that child sacrifice was the ultimate, it was the ultimate gift to give their god Moloch. And you know who Moloch was, don't you? Satan, just another name for Satan. And you know what, today? That's the same thing happening today. Let me tell you, Planned Parenthood is every single bit is wicked and evil. Every bit. And those people at Planned Parenthood in the abortion industry. And Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi, they're every bit as wicked, every bit as wicked as these people that offer up their children to Moloch. And here now, they believe that's the ultimate gift that they could give Moloch. Do you know what they were to get in return by giving this gift to Moloch, what Moloch was going to give to them?
Going to give it spades.
Well, now Moloch, see what they expected back from Moloch by doing this, they used to call it the laughing, because when the child was slid down the heated arms, the fiery red arms of the statue Moloch, when he would burn, his face would go into a laugh. It'll appear to be like laughing, and they would call it the laughing. But the idea was, with these people that were every bit as wicked as our Democrats are today, just every bit as wicked as those 210 Democrats that voted against the Abortion Survival Act, okay, Born Alive Bill, every bit as wicked as every one of those 210 Democrats. Now, here, the deal was this. The more pain that baby felt would result in the more pleasure that those Democrats of that day, that the Democrats of that day would feel in their orgies, when they would have their sex orgies in that, and their feasts where they would gluttony and that. So the more pain that their baby felt, the more pleasure they would feel in their sex. That was the deal that they had with their wicked god, Moloch.
That is really a sick mind, isn't it?
Well, has anything changed? Believe me, look, I'm going to tell you, those people there in Planned Parenthood, and many of them in what they call the mainstream media, Hillary Clinton, every bit is wicked. What did that Janice Yeldon say? Who's supposed to be one of her? What is it? She's with the economic advisor, whatever. She said, "These women that are working, if you're pregnant and you got a job, get rid of it. And keep working for the economy." What did Chelsea Clinton say? "Abortion is good for the economy." Now, where did she get that? Right from that wicked mother of hers, right? And so, but that's our wicked. We have a very wicked society, and one of the reasons is the pastors have not had the courage, and have not had the courage. Only a very small percentage to call the people out. if the pastors had been preaching on that sin. And again, I've seen this time and time again. I told a story, I think, yesterday where I had one time a Presbyterian preacher told me, he said, I listen to you all the time and I agree with everything you're saying, but Pastor, I can't do that. I cannot preach what you preach. If I got in my pulpit and I preached the message you preach, I would offend so many women in my congregation. So many of them had abortions. And I asked him, I said, dummy, had you been preaching like I preach, do you think maybe you wouldn't have so many in your congregation killing their babies? And Wendy, he actually said, you know what? I never really thought about it that way. I never thought about it. I actually had a preacher there right in Youngstown, Ohio, in a little church some years ago, asked me to come and preach a message on abortion, Wendy, because he said, I simply don't have the courage to do it. I just don't have it. Now, this was supposed to be a Baptist church, by the way, and he said, I'm asking you if you would come and do that, and I'll admit I don't have the courage. And he said, I got to let you know, most of the people in our church here are Democrats. So I did. I went there, and I was met at the door with two deacons, and they said, we want you to know before you get in that pulpit that we're all Democrats here. I said, boy, I'm glad you told me. And I let them have it. I mean, I really let them have it. Heaven sweet, hell hot. And that one of those deacons fell out in the aisle actually crying. And Wendy, I was in that pulpit inside the church for an hour. Wendy, I was outside the church on the porch for an hour and a half because the people didn't leave. They had questions. They came to me. Many of them actually said we needed to hear that message so bad. And they did. And I think, you know, secretly they wanted to hear the gospel being preached without compromise. And so that's where that's at. All righty. We're going to go to a break. And I'll be back right after this.
Some people say that no one should be condemned to die. They say that it's unhuman and it's cruel. They say that it's not right. But those same people carry signs saying they support a woman's right to choose. To the ones that never show it, and none to those that need it most of all. You've got the nerve to call yourself a Christian when you'll see a killer walk before you'll see a baby crawl. Bending to the will of man. They used to set a standard, and they seldom let it down. Church used to change the man. Now it's the other way around.
Somehow
Once Before I Die. Now, that was Danny Ray and that little girl in that song, Wendy. She did that song in one take, which never happens. It never happens. If you've ever recorded music, you know, I mean, Elvis used to sometimes have 50 takes, whatever, and he was one of the best there was, but I had one song we did in one take, and it was unbelievable. But anyhow, that little girl did that with one take, and from the last I heard today, she's a pilot on the airlines, and so there you go with that. But well done, Danny Ray. Okay, we are back. Now, there's a lady out there listening to us in San Diego. Her name is Bonnie Anderson. Bonnie, you didn't get because of the interference we had. This is just for Bonnie Anderson, because I'm not opening the phone lines, folks. That number, Bonnie, you can call right now and make your announcement is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. She's an elderly lady. She's got to go to court. Okay, again, Bonnie, 888-677-9673. She's got to go to court, Wendy. And I'm going to give her a few minutes because she needs courtroom observers. She needs some courtroom observers to be with her there. It looks like the court has done her wrong. And guess what's new, right?
Right.
So anyhow, Bonnie, if you're listening, that number is 888-677-9673. Call in, and I'll give you a few minutes to tell your story. Meanwhile, since I have Miss Wendy Wilson with me, and she is Miss Apothecary, and her phone number is 866. Folks, you want to write this down because you're going to want to call her, 866-229-3663. You want to get supplied with natural herbs, because I'll tell you this, the deep state wants to outlaw, they want to take over natural herbs. They don't want you healthy. They don't, because we are living in the times of the days of sorrow, as our Lord Jesus said. Wendy still has natural herbs, and of course they're going to go after her like they've gone after me. 866-229-3663. That's for Apothecary Herbs. Wendy, what do you got for us this week?
Well, I thought I'd talk about this report that I went back to 2012 for, and it's regarding the genetics. You know how they're trying to change the DNA of man, the mRNA gene modifying.
Okay, hold up right there. Because Bonnie has just called, we're going to give her a couple minutes
okay.
here. Okay. Go ahead, Bonnie, you're in the air.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Pastor Arnie. I'm going to court on Monday, the 30th, and I heard you talk about court supporters, and it's going to be at 3:30 West Broadway at 3 o'clock in Department 1604, and I evicted a tenant that stayed on my property for over a year without paying any rent or utilities. And the judge gave me a $13,000 judgment, and she turned around and sued me. But she started filing a lot of complaints with the city, and the judge gave her $7,000, and I appealed it. So now I'm going to court, and I tried to get a lot of help. I'm a senior citizen. I have hired three different attorneys, and they all work for her. She would not even sign the agreement for the government to help bail me out for the COVID. So I'm just really, really nervous. I'm a senior citizen. I'm losing my eyesight, and I would like someone to help me.
Okay. Bonnie, can I give your phone number out for the folks there where they can call you? And
definitely.
Okay, your phone number, Bonnie's phone number is 619-264-6437. That's 619-264-6437. Now, folks, she's not asking you to make any judgment. She's just asking you to come and stand with her in that courtroom there in San Diego. And listen, all of you folks out there listening, one of these days it may be you who needs someone. And I can tell you, for over the years, the courtroom observers mean a lot. You're much, much more likely to get justice when you have a number of courtroom observers, especially when the court doesn't know who people are. We had several cases thrown right out of the court simply because the courts didn't know. They weren't going to be able to slam dunk these people because they didn't know if some of those people sitting out there were from the state attorney general's office or where. And so they just dismissed the cases. That'll work, folks. Go out and support her. You people in San Diego, go support Bonnie. She's an elderly lady. She loves the Lord. I've talked to her earlier. And just be there with her. Give them the time and place again, Bonnie.
January the 30th at 3:30 West Broadway. And they're supposed to be there at 3 o'clock also. And it's in Department 1604. That's the Superior Court downtown San Diego.
All righty. Again, her phone number is 619-264-6437. All right. Give her a call and stand with her.
Thank you so much, Pastor Ernie. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless, Bonnie. All righty. Let's go back. Sorry about that. Wendy, would you?
No, that's fine. My prayers go with her. I mean, because it's a scary thing to go to these criminal courts. That's what I call them. You know, because they're not dealing in justice anymore, are they?
Not anymore. No. It's not about justice anymore. It's about money, isn't it?
It is. It's a racket. It's really sad that, you know, this once great country is you know, kind of whittled down to what we have now. It's just it's really not necessary, but it's the way it's gone. But we were talking about these mRNA modifying tools that they have now, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
We've been made aware, though, that they're also going to be using these type of vehicles of treatment for the veterinarian industry. They are replacing old vaccines with the new mRNA, and they're, you know, we're being told that, you know, they can make vaccines faster this way and cheaper, so that's what the technology has gone to. But even the developer of the mRNA is really horrified as to what's going on, because we had some things get into the wrong hands, haven't we, Pastor?
Robert Malone has come out now. We've had him on program here several times, and he has come out. All of a sudden, he said he can't support Donald Trump if Donald Trump supports the shot. Now, true, Donald Trump did promote it, but Donald Trump understood something. It was here. He wasn't going to be able to stop it, but he knew this. He knew that if he pushed it out as an experimental, then people could not be forced. According to the Constitution, they could not be forced to take it. But even though they tried to do that, and so he knew that. Not only that, Wendy, do you remember Donald Trump saying, trying to promote hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin?
Right.
And he was telling people this is what he used. I used it. He had used that himself. And but they're not talking about that. And Robert Malone, shame on you, Robert Malone. You invented that. He invented that. And he said, well, yeah, but he invented it as a bioweapon for the military. Well, it doesn't matter. You still invented that horrible, horrible weapon, right? And anyhow, so that's in defense of, you know, I'm not happy with Donald Trump promoting that or pushing that, but he knew he was in a tight between a rock and a hard place, and so that's
right.
Why he did what he did.
Well, a lot of scientists are split on this genetic remodeling, if you will, of mankind. Some of the more mature scientists are, you know, they wanted to take a wait and see approach, you know, because they said you don't want to be too hasty, because, you know, you may get into a situation where you can't put the genie back into the bottle, right? And but, you know, the younger scientists wanted to, you know, go ahead and venture on and just see what happens. Plus, you know, someone was going to land a patent and royalty cash. So it was really a race about greed is what it was. But let's get back to this 2002 report. This is New York Presbyterian Hospital, Cornell Medical Center, their Cornell Medical College. They published some research on epigenetics, and this is where science really takes and modifies genes with chemicals, and apparently the modification options are quite abundant, Pastor. Here's a quote from the report. They said, "This research on the human genome has forced us to abandon the notion of our high school genetics and that the DNA consists only of four bases." So gene information was evolving at this point, and the research that Cornell was doing, they found that your RNA held vital gene expression information about your DNA. So at the time, this was also kind of new information, and it was not even in the medical textbooks yet. So this was the research that provided, if you will, the light bulb moment, Pastor, on how science could manipulate gene expression and essentially gave them the blueprint on protein keys. Remember, I've been telling you it's been the keys are proteins. They switch things on. They switch things off.
Mm-hmm.
So it was proclaimed as a revolutionary discovery May of 2012. The research did wind up in the journal Cell. The journal publication Cell. So when chemically modified, the RNA becomes mRNA, and all this, we thought it meant messenger RNA, but there may be a deeper meaning. It may be something else, modified, not messenger, but modified. But what this really gave them, Pastor, was the power of life and death, and I'll explain. They discovered there were five, not four, nucleobases. And this research was proven to deliver widespread effect on how your genes are expressed. So what science found was there's a key to control gene expression and overall function. So they said this. This is also Dr. Sammy Jaffe. He's professor of pharmacology at Cornell, who said, "This finding rewrites fundamental concepts of the composition of mRNA because of 50 years, no one thought mRNA contained internal modifications that control function." He goes on to say, "We now know that DNA and proteins are routinely modified by chemical switches that have profound effects on their function in both health and disease." Now, this is going to blow your mind in just a minute, Pastor. They found the disease link. So the research found links between M6A and disease. They labeled this one switch M6A. And you would think that this knowledge would be used to create bona fide cures. But the medical complex, they don't make money when people are well, only when they're sick. Am I right?
Oh, you're right about that.
Okay, so here's Dr. Kate Mayer, researcher, Dr. Jeffy's assistant. She says, "We found that the M6A is present in many mRNAs encoded by genes linked to human disease, including cancer, as well as several brain disorders, such as autism, Alzheimer's disease, and schizophrenia." So instead, with this knowledge, the medical complex makes mRNA vaccines loaded with disease. The keys they learned are central to the biological pathway of the physiological functions. So any modification can create havoc in a human body if they so desire. And the research team acknowledged that the scientific world had been working to understand how to modify RNA since 1975. So gene expression modification, Pastor, happens naturally through foods. So you can change your DNA in 6 days with changing your diet. So just think about that. Now wrap your brain around this. If you can change your DNA for the better with a good diet in 6 days, what do you suppose GMOs will do? Or no meat burgers and bug snacks? They want you to eat those, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now if you add the mRNA vaccines into the mix, what you get is anything but well. So the research has Yeah, the research has gotten real sophisticated. They can isolate RNA with antibodies, and they can select the sequencing that they want in individual mRNA. The biophysics department creates computational algorithms to help identify these things. And there are thousands of those M6As in humans, which control function. But research is kind of ongoing to find all the controls that they have and probably have by now. And they suspected correctly that, you know, what's involved in control is those protein keys. So the work has confirmed that mammals also have similar RNA-DNA systems, and the work can be applied to all these species. So veterinarian medicine has also gotten the mRNA vaccines. They have crept into their work. Also, Dr. Jaffe says this is the first demonstration of an epitranscriptomic modification, alteration in RNA function that we are not due to changes in underlying sequences found naturally in evolution. This power, though, has been right under our noses the whole time. So, you know, it's not evolution anymore. It's their evolution. You know what I mean? You know, it's not thousands of years of change. It's they make changes happen. So this research led to looking at the mRNA within cells and the enzymes and the pathways and the control functions. So we're told that science is going to use this knowledge to, let's say, correct damage or mutated DNA that contributes to disease. And the modifications that I see are really not working in that direction. And sadly, they're redesigning man cells and function causing disease.
Well,
right,
Wendy, I remember before they had given that shout to one person, before one person had taken that, there was a little woman on this program from North Carolina talking about how they're coming out with a new vaccine that they're experimenting on animals, and they're using it with animals, and all of the animals have died. Do you remember that?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Now think about this, Wendy. How smart is that to take, and we brought that out time and time again, to take a vaccine. People listening to this radio program, hearing that, still took the vaccine.
Right.
How smart is that, Wendy?
I don't know what they were thinking. I mean, all the stuff that I've read on it, and there's been hundreds of scientists, doctors, virologists that have, you know, said, you know, they have reservations about it. And a lot of
10,000 frontline doctors in this country said, don't do it. Stay away. 10,000 said, stay away.
Right. And doctors know, medical professionals know, because, you know, they've seen people have adverse reactions to viral inoculations like your flu shots and stuff. So they've seen people get Guillain-Barré syndrome, have anaphylactic shock episodes, and all kinds of things. And, you know, so they know, you know, viral vaccines can be a problem.
Right here in Cleveland, the Cleveland Clinic.
You're wrong.
Yeah. Right here in Cleveland, the Cleveland Clinic came out about a month or so ago, and they admitted that those people that had taken the vax were four times more likely to get COVID than those that haven't. Okay, so if you're four times more likely to get COVID than those that have not, how many more times likely are you to die from COVID if you're four times more likely to get COVID? How about four times, right? So,
well, you're putting yourself at risk, obviously. You know.
Well, now, saying that, yesterday I had gone to one of the Cleveland Clinic offices there, and I got a good doctor, but, you know, she works for the Cleveland Clinic. And so it was funny because, you know, sometimes I can be surly, right? I don't like those masks. I don't like those masks. I don't want to wear them. And so when I went in there, they said, would you put on a mask? I said, I hate those masks. So I went into the office, and I didn't. The woman said, would you pull your mask up? And I didn't. I just looked at her. And then she said, oh, I see that you pulled your mask up. So, in other words, that was all. She didn't want to argue with me. I think I might have made a mean face, Wendy. But she had to do her job, and her job was to ask me if I wanted a flu shot or the COVID. And she said,
"There's still clinics up there. They're still asking you to wear masks there."
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting, because no, around here you don't have to wear them.
No place else, but in the they still do that in Ohio. It's kind of stupid, isn't it? Kind of stupid. You know, I got to tell you folks out there, that I know you say, well, that's, I got to do it, it's my job. But when you do that, you say, my job is making me do stupid things.
And yeah, there was a young man who put one of those, was it N95 masks on, and then he took some smoke from a vape and then put the mask on, and he blew the smoke right through the mask. Which tells you things go right through the mask.
Oh, absolutely. I had gone in to get some work done on my foot a while back last summer. And when I went in, they said, you have to wear a mask. I said, no, I won't do it. And so they didn't say anything else. They just followed me back to the office. So we got back to the office. There were two nurses. They had these masks on. As soon as we got back there, they pulled theirs off too. And they said, if you don't have, we're not. They didn't want to do it either. And so, folks, you just got to stand up. Pardon?
Are they still in stores, you know, over the loudspeaker systems? You know, we got to work together kind of message, you know, distance yourself and hand wash and wear your masks. And
yeah, they're still doing that, some of them. But that, and I haven't seen it in the stores.
Okay.
There's one restaurant I go to where half the waitresses are wearing masks and the other half aren't, okay? And that's it. But only when you go to a clinic or something like here do you have to wear those masks. And it's really stupid.
Occasionally when I'm out, I tend to see a few people still wearing masks, but the majority of people are not.
Yeah, we've had, the thing of it is they just don't get it, do they? You know, with all the reports and everything that's been out there, how much more damage those masks do than good. They do so much more damage than good. And, you know, we've done so many reports on that, especially with the children. It's really hurt the little children, putting masks on those little bitty kids. And it's really stupid. And some of these people, of course, I just know of a woman who insisted when you come to her house that you wear a mask. And you know, her husband was upset about that, but she insisted that if you come in her house, you had to wear a mask. And she wore her mask, you know, all day long. She walked around wearing a mask, and now she's very, very ill, very sick. And it's got to do, I believe, with that mask. But anyhow, that's what's going on there.
Right, yep.
So we got to tell them about Apothecary Herbs. Tell them how they can get your catalog.
Yeah, they can call the toll-free number at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Or they can visit us at thepowerherbs.com. The catalog is free, so you can check out online with a catalog for free. And a hard copy will be mailed. But you also have the option and a emailed receipt to download it, so you can download a copy as well.
All right, listen. When I send you one of my pictures for your next catalog, do you mind if it's an older picture that I took a while back?
Are we talking about high school, college? What are we talking about?
No, I'm not going that far back. You know, we'll you know, just when one where my face, never mind. Just I'll just send you.
I mean, if we were going far back, we might have to get into a ship and do warp speed to get there.
All righty, but very good. All right, you know what? I think if I send you that picture, I'm going to send one to Pastor Joe too. Put it side by side. That way, I don't look so bad.
sort of like bookends, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Pastor Joe wanted to be with us tonight, but guess what? He's got no electricity where he's at.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah, the power's completely out, and his cell phone's down, and so he can't even call in on his cell phone. So
right. Yeah, we have lots of outages where we're at too. So we have to rely on generators sometimes.
Well, we do too here. We have to do it quite often, in fact. But you know, when Joe Obama brought in all those terrorists, and you're not hearing about that, they're keeping it quiet, very very quiet. But they're hitting all of the electric stations out there where the grids, where they're trying to take us down. They've attacked a number of them, but you won't hear about it on the mainstream media because George Soros don't want you to hear about it. When you only hear about it from people like us here that we believe in God, country, and we want to bring America back. Anyhow, we're coming up to a break. Now, Wendy, when we come back from this break, you've heard of mass psychosis, right?
How
an entire population can become mentally ill. Okay, Wendy, if you're talking to people like the woman and the legislator in Minnesota who's trying to do what they did in Oregon and the state of Washington, where she was trying to pass legislation to put Tampax machines in the boys' bathrooms, because she says it's a known fact that boys have their periods too. Now, when you talk to a woman like that, Wendy, would you might think that maybe she might be mentally ill?
Well, yeah, she definitely doesn't have a grip on, you know, I guess biology, the male and female, you know,
human. On reality.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But now, so if boys can have menstrual periods, but they can't have them like a woman because nobody knows what a woman is, right? I mean, they don't know what a woman, they'll tell you that you're not supposed to know what a woman is, okay? If you do, in fact, know what a woman is, you're a racist. Would you call that kind of like some mental illness?
Yeah, they're delusional.
Delusional, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we're gonna go and hear a clip we're going to play. Take notes on this, Wendy, because you're a very smart lady. And when you're finished with this, there's a few points that we hit on here all the time. And people really need to take, folks out there, get your pen and paper, take some notes on this. It's very, very interesting. Okay, we're coming up to it. How much time do we have?
40 seconds.
We're counting down from 40 seconds, Wendy. Meanwhile, 30 seconds now. Very quickly, folks, 866-229-3663. That's how you get Wendy's catalog. Now we're down to 20, and when we get down to 20...
I forgot. We're having a big chill winter sale at Apothecary Herbs, so it's 25% off. Orders are $55 or more, and it runs through the end of January.
Okay, we'll be right back after this. You say that again when we get back. Be right back.
Fight the fight!
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.